In 1994, a German archaeologist named Klaus Schmidt was investigating a site in southeastern Turkey, which had been known to be a source of ancient stone tools. What he found was far greater. His discovery totally upended the world of archaeology and has changed everything we thought we knew about early human civilization. Learn more about Göbekli Tepe and how it changed our views of early human civilization on this episode of Everything Everywhere Daily. This episode is sponsored by Newspapers.com, your passport to untold stories and hidden histories. As the largest online newspaper archive, Newspapers.com offers an incredible journey through time, with papers dating back to 1690. Imagine exploring the news, events, and everyday moments that shape the history of the world around us. Newspapers.com puts over 900 million pages at your fingertips, offering a front row seat to the past. With papers from the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and beyond, Newspapers.com lets you walk the streets of history, whether it's London during the Blitz, New York during Prohibition, or Sydney during the construction of the Harbor Bridge. For listeners of today's episode, Newspapers.com is extending a special offer. Use the code EVERYTHINGEVERYWHERE and enjoy a 20% discount on a subscription. That's EVERYTHINGEVERYWHERE at Newspapers.com. It's the perfect way to unlock the world of history. This episode is sponsored by Expedition Unknown. Did you know that there's proof that Robin Hood may have been a real person using underground passageways in England to rob the rich? Or that gold coins discovered on the beaches of Florida may be connected to a Spanish treasure fleet that sank in 1715? On the Expedition Unknown podcast from Discovery, Josh Gates travels the world to investigate history's greatest unsolved mysteries. He'll take you through Russia and Germany looking for stolen objects of great value pillaged by the Nazis during World War II, to Nepal to uncover mysterious caves high up in the mountains, or Peru to uncover the meaning behind giant geoglyphs drawn in the earth hundreds of years ago. With direct audio from the hit TV show, you'll hear Gates explore stories like the disappearance of Amelia Earhart in the South Pacific and the location of Captain Morgan's treasure in Panama. Travel the globe with Josh Gates as he investigates some of humanity's greatest feats and most iconic legends. Listen to Expedition Unknown wherever you get your podcasts. This episode is sponsored by Skillshare. I mentioned before how Skillshare has videos to cover almost any subject you'd wish to learn about. Well, if you're interested in launching your own podcast, Skillshare can help you out there as well. They have videos on every aspect of podcasting, from how to select a microphone, to how to get everything set up on the back end, to how to edit your show. With Skillshare Premium, you can have unlimited access to everything for as low as $8.25 per month. Go to everything-everywhere.com/Skillshare to get a free 2-week trial of Skillshare Premium membership, or just click on the link in the show notes. Once again, that's everything-everywhere.com/Skillshare. When Klaus Schmidt began his excavation of Göbekli Tepe in 1994, he had no idea what he was going to find. And by the way, the name Göbekli Tepe in Turkish means potbelly hill. The spot was a hill that had been previously noted in an archaeological survey conducted by the universities of Istanbul and Chicago in 1963. They noted the presence of stone tools as well as some stones sticking out of the ground, which they thought were gravestones. Based on work at previous sites, Schmidt realized that the stones sticking out of the ground might not be headstones, but could be ancient monoliths. As he began his dig, he realized that his hunch was correct. The stones weren't gravestones, but were in fact carved ancient monoliths. As the dig progressed over the years, they discovered a much larger complex. There were multiple monoliths with elaborate carvings on them. Some of them had pictures of animals and people. The large megalith stood about 15 feet or 5 meters tall. These were surrounded by circular walls, and there were at least 20 of these circular enclosures that have been discovered so far. The largest megalith which has been discovered is 7 meters or 23 feet tall and is estimated to weigh 50 tons. The entire complex is located on the top of a hill which has a great view of the surrounding countryside, and it isn't near any source of water. There were cisterns found at the site which were designed to collect rainwater. Whoever built this clearly had some form of societal organization and the ability to move large stones in addition to doing artistic carvings. If this was all there was to Göbekli Tepe, this would still be an incredible find. However, there was more. Much more. They found embers from cooking fires on the site and did radiocarbon dating on them. They were also able to date many of the tools found at the site. What they discovered was astounding. They were dated as being 11,000 years old. This made Göbekli Tepe the oldest known stone structure ever made by human beings. 6,000 years older than Stonehenge, older than the pyramids, older than everything. The only known human structures which have been found that are older are earthen mounds. It's believed that the site was some sort of temple or religious site. Klaus Schmidt called it the world's first cathedral on a hill. There was even more to the story, however. Göbekli Tepe appears to be some sort of temple complex. What hasn't been excavated so far doesn't include any dwellings. Göbekli Tepe isn't a city. Moreover, there's no evidence of any agriculture. There are no agricultural tools that have been found, nor has there been any evidence of cultivated grain. On top of that, the animal bones which have been found at the site are not from domesticated species of animals. There are animals like deer, gazelle, wild pigs, and geese. Today, the area around Göbekli Tepe is very arid, bordering on a desert. 11,000 years ago, however, it would have been a lush grassland. The implication of all of this is that Göbekli Tepe was built by hunter-gatherers. This is the fact that has upended everything we know about early civilization. Prior to the discovery of Göbekli Tepe, the oldest evidence of human civilization came from the Middle East, particularly in Mesopotamia. These were both the first cities, as well as some of the first agricultural settlements. The theory up until now has been that agriculture allowed for the creation of cities. Humans took up farming, which allowed for a surplus of food. That surplus of food freed up other people to do things that didn't involve the production of food, which pretty much took up all the time of everyone before agriculture. It was agriculture that allowed for kings, priests, and standing armies. It also made it possible to feed workers to create monumental structures. The flip side to this argument is that it wasn't possible for hunter-gatherers to build such massive structures. They weren't in one place long enough to build anything substantial, and they couldn't afford to feed the people required to build such monuments. There was also the assumption that early hunter-gatherers just didn't have the social complexity to create something so elaborate. There was always some doubt in the story, however. It was a chicken and egg type of problem. Did people settle because of agriculture, or did agriculture develop because people became settled? What Göbekli Tepe suggests is that the creation of structures and the development of rituals predated the rise of agriculture. But wait, there's even more. An analysis of the site has indicated that there was more to the site than just being a temple. It might have been used for astronomical observations. Given what we know of other extremely old structures like Stonehenge, this shouldn't be surprising. But this sets the date at which we know humans were observing the stars back by thousands of years. Moreover, researchers at the University of Edinburgh think that the engravings on the megaliths might tell the story of a comet impacting the Earth, which could be an allusion to one of the greatest disasters in human history. I'm going to do a future episode on the comet impact theory and how it might have caused a massive, rapid rise in sea levels at the end of the last ice age, and it could have been the basis of the flood myths which exist all over the world. In addition to the use of the site as an observatory, a team of Israelis believe that the three main excavated circles at Göbekli Tepe form an equilateral triangle. This indicates that they were planned rather than created haphazardly over time. In fact, they may have been created, or at least outlined, all at once. Also, it indicates that they had a basic understanding of geometry. There are a dozen other sites around Turkey with stone sticking out of the ground which might be similar to Göbekli Tepe. If and when these sites are excavated, and when more of Göbekli Tepe is excavated, we will know even more about this period in history. As of right now, it's estimated only 5% of Göbekli Tepe has been excavated. Not everything about Göbekli Tepe is cut and dry. There are still debates about if people lived on the site and what exactly the site was for. Today, Göbekli Tepe is a major tourist attraction. A giant roof has been constructed over the excavation site to protect it from the elements. A nearby museum has many artifacts on display from the site, and it was finally and deservingly declared a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 2018. As we learn more about Göbekli Tepe and similar sites in the region, we will learn even more about our early ancestors and the rise of civilization. The interesting thing is, as we find more artifacts and ruins, our understanding always goes backwards. the time when humans built things or had an understanding of things always seems to get older. Thanks to Göbekli Tepe, our knowledge of early human civilization has gone back several thousand years, and based on what we might find in the future, it could yet go back even further. The associate producers of Everything Everywhere Daily are Peter Bennett and Thor Thompson. If you'd like to support the show, please join the list of patrons over at patreon.com. And also remember, if you leave a review or send me a question, you too can have it read on the show.